Alright, what's your name and affiliation with CU Boulder?
My name is Nate Bennett, and I'm a student at CU Boulder, and I also work as an RA.
How did you decide on coming to Boulder?
You gave me questions before, so I should have thought about this. when I was making my college decision, I knew that, like, there's so many choices out there, but I didn't want to, like, overwhelm myself by applying to, like, a million different colleges. So I just kind of wanted to keep it down to, like, three. So I applied here, CSU, and then a college in California that I was thinking about going to film for.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I, like, visited CSU in here, and my parents had both gone here, so they kind of, like, gave me a little tour and talked about it, and I ended up liking the campus of CU way better than CSU.
So much better, yeah.
And it's just so much closer to the mountains, which is, like, obviously way more accessible for outdoor activities and stuff like that. And basically, like, I've heard really great things about CU Boulder, and I kind of figured I couldn't go wrong with it. And they had, like, a really good neuroscience program, which is what I started out majoring in.
Mm-hmm.
So, plus I got in-state tuition, so it all just kind of lined up, and I was like, I'm down with that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I applied to, like, 9 California schools and got denied by, like, 8 of them, and...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, out-of-state tuition is rough, but at least, like, the business school is, like, really good.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought that was fine.
Totally.
Do you think it was the best decision for you to come here, like, now?
Yeah, like, looking back on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. Because, it's like, I'm so happy with my decision to be, like, really close to the outdoors, and, like, I can just go to Chautauqua, like, whenever I need a little bit of nature, you know?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Plus, I've gotten involved with, like, the rescue team here, which I couldn't have done anywhere else and have the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
But especially because of my major that I ended up doing, technology, arts, and media, because there's just, like, nothing else like it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, it's kind of the first major of its kind.
Okay.
So I'm really thankful that I ended up in that major, and, like, overall I've had a really awesome college experience, and it's been a good place, so
mm-hmm.
super happy with my decision.
What are you gonna, or what do you think you're gonna do with your major, like, after college?
That's a good question. So my major is pretty much, like, a design program in the engineering school. So anything to do with, like, technology and design is in the major. It's super broad.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from, like, music production, web design, like, coding, product design,
okay.
circuits, electronics, just literally, like, so many things.
Yeah.
But the things I like the most so far have been, like, music production.
Mm-hmm.
Would be really cool to get into. And also, like, basically, like, product design and, like, the outdoor gear world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, making, like, jackets and, like, climbing equipment and
yeah.
designing that kind of stuff would be, like, the dream.
Yeah, that's awesome. When did you know that you wanted to change your major, and, like, what invoked that decision?
I think I started thinking about changing my major because I started out in neuroscience because I thought I would want to be a doctor. And after having, like, lots of conversations with people about that, I kind of changed my perspective, and working in a lab in my freshman year, like, I just wasn't getting that much out of it, so I kind of decided that I didn't want to be a doctor. I would rather do something, like, more creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to do, like, research in a lab for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's super important for sure, but I don't want to be, like, I just don't work well.
Yeah.
In that kind of setting. And so that's kind of when I decided I wanted to switch, and I had no idea what to switch to. Because I didn't even know this program that I'm in now existed until one of my advisors, I was basically just telling her all the stuff that I, like, had been thinking would be fun to do with my life. Like, I was, like, opening, like, a climbing gym would be awesome, or, like, just, like, making, like, videos and stuff for, like, outdoor companies.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you should check out this major, which I had never even, like, heard of before. Like, I think I'd seen it when I was, like, scrolling through all the majors.
Yeah.
But I, like, had no reason to, like, click on it, really. I was just like, But I ended up like watching a video for it, like a little promotional video, and they were just showing all the different things you could do with it, and then I was like, this is insane, like I didn't know that a major like this existed.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was like, it was perfect for me, so I ended up switching into the engineering school and started the next semester with, like, a full load of classes for my
new
major.
Wow.
Ended up working out really well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is your ultimate goal, like, in, it's pretty broad, but, like, in life, like, not just your job, just, like, what do you want to have, like?
Yeah, I think probably what I want most is, like, a career that I can be really creative in, and also one that's, like, connected to the outdoors and people somehow, because I'm really passionate about both those things. Maybe music, because I love music.
Yeah.
But just some way that, like, doing something that I'm really passionate about, but also that I can kind of determine my own schedule. And it's not, like, 8 to 5 every day, so that I can be available for, like, rescue work, and also just, like, be able to form my schedule so that I can work really hard when I want to, and then do, like, lots of traveling and outdoor trips and stuff when I want to also, which... And that might be an ambitious goal, but
yeah.
That'd be like the dream life,
mm-hmm.
you know, just having like close friends and family to like adventure with, and then having a really fulfilling, like, creative career.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds nice. In a more specific, like, focus, what do you want, like, personally? Like, my question is, like, do you want to volunteer, travel the world, or have family? Like, obviously you want to be outside,
mm-hmm.
and I want to work with people, and like that's kind of what the question is, but like,
yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say I want to be able to travel, and like, because I think like experiencing different cultures is super important just for like your own kind of perspective, but I also just kind of want to see everything that the world has to offer and all the different places and like people. I think it'd be super sick to like travel and be exposed to all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, like I said, just like really forming like and knowing who my people are, like with work and, you know, family and friends and stuff, and just having like really good, I don't know, like community of people who I live my life with.
Did
you want more than that?
No, like, yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah, it's perfect.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, totally. Nice to meet